Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 333, The Equilibrium, here on another Mindfulness Monday, and today we are learning how to connect with our senses. Now, I believe that we often underestimate the abilities of our senses and take it for granted. It's almost second nature to think that everyone is born with all five senses, which is incorrect. And even then, some people lose certain senses as they get older or through trauma. Our senses do more than to help us see, taste, and smell. They help us detect posed threats, and even in the midst of chaos, we can use it to come back to ground. Common in those who experience mental disorders, but can happen to anyone, are anxiety attacks. And anxiety attacks are sudden feelings of intense anxiety or fear. It can involve repeated episodes or even unique episodes from time to time. As someone who has suffered from anxiety attacks and who suffers from anxiety specifically, when I was in the peak of distress, I would have an anxiety attack once every day or once every other day. My attacks would display itself with sweating, increased heart rates, nervousness, restlessness, and gastrointestinal problems, which over time manifested as stomach ulcers for me. Now, anxiety can show differently for everyone. As severe as my symptoms sounded, it wasn't debilitating to the point where I couldn't continue working or doing daily activities. My attacks would occur mid-shift while I was taking care of my patients, and I would immediately need to take a seat once it started. I would be serving my patients their meals, and it would feel like an out-of-body experience where I was existing physically but not mentally. And after experiencing this a handful of times, I informed my doctor and my psychotherapist about my experience. And my psychotherapist was amazing in providing information and solutions about my situation. She introduced me to two techniques, which I will be sharing with you today. And my first technique is grounding in the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Now, grounding is a therapeutic technique that helps you to reconnect with the present moment and cope with distress. This technique is amazing if you struggle with anxiety, PTSD, dissociation, self-harm urges, or traumatic memories. It's extremely simple and the concept is easy to grasp as well. So in times of stress and anxiety, we're going to take a deep breath and name five things that we can see around us and say, "I can see blank." You're going to repeat that five times with five different things that you see. And then next, we're going to focus on four things that we can feel and say, "I can feel blank." And you're going to repeat that four times with four different things that you feel in that moment. Our third step is to name three things which we can hear. And again, formatting it in the same statement sentence. On two, we're going to name two things that we can smell and give the same statement. And then finally, on one, we're going to state what we can taste. And if you can't taste or smell anything, you can name a taste or smell that you like instead. This can be repeated as many times as you'd like, but it's best that the technique is practiced and accompanied with breathwork. So now our second technique is called self-havening, which I try to practice myself as well. So self-havening is a new alternative technique which incorporates distraction, touch, and eye movements. The goal is to reduce anxiety and distress associated with our negative memories. Now, according to Dr. Steven and Ronald Rudin, who created this technique, the act of therapeutic touch can create new neural pathways in the brain that were associated with our emotional distress. So our neural pathways are ways that our brain makes connections. So if you struggle with anxiety or depression and negative thinking, your brain will always turn back to the negative neural pathways, the anxious neural pathways. But by doing this technique, we're creating new neural pathways. So it takes the healthier route. So over time, rather than feeling panicked and anxious, our brain is going to find its way to our new neural pathway that leads us to comfort through self-havening. There are numerous approaches to this technique, but a few ways you can do this are by rubbing your hands together in a circular motion with your eyes closed. And then while you're doing that, you can count from 100 backwards by subtracting 7 each time. And I know that sounds a little difficult, so if that is a little challenging for you, you can try reciting the alphabet. While it does sound like this might take a little bit of brain power, it is meant to be a little bit challenging to us so that it can distract us and redirect our attention. Another way this can be practiced is by giving yourself a big hug and stroking your arms up and down from your shoulders to your elbows, just like you were comforting someone, and then repeating this. Now, while you're doing that, you can sing yourself a song, or if you want to challenge yourself, you can try to name as many cities as you can by the same first letter. Now, when I feel an anxious episode coming on, one way I like to use self-havening is by giving myself the big hug and actually repeating the words, "You're okay, everything is okay, you're safe." Now, I practice it this way only because a lot of my anxious episodes come from an unhealed part of my childhood. And on a neurological level, this really does help us to shift into that parasympathetic mode, which is our rest and digest, and boost oxytocin, which is the hormone associated with human touch and bonding. And with havening, we harness our ability to heal ourselves and give a reminder that we're safe and everything is okay. Now, this takes time to practice and may really feel strange at first, but one thing I try to remember is that these techniques are creating healthier neural pathways and keeps me sane and calm. And after learning these, they truly changed my life. We're all different in the way that we need to be cared for, but I've come to realize that in my anxiety, it's just really my inner child that needs to be comforted, and the part of me that is the middle child who felt ignored and felt the weight of needing to be perfect. Self-havening and grounding have really helped me to soothe that part of me and shift me into my parasympathetic mode. Now, I would encourage you to try this if your anxiety, trauma, or negative thinking patterns start to take control. You can try in private first, or even mentally talk yourself through it. I really hope this does help you guys, and if you ever decide to try it for yourself, please feel free to let me know how it made you feel, because I would love to hear about your experience, whether it is positive or negative. And that wraps up today's episode, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Mindfulness Monday, and if you have any comments, please feel free to reach out on Instagram or leave me a voice note on Anchor. Don't forget to participate in this week's poll if you're on Spotify and leave a rating or review if you have the time, because it really helps me to improve my podcast and grow in my experience and practice. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.